Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers and sisters. Here, Rastafari, the Tuesday podcast, T to T, Testify Tuesday. Yes,
leader who taught Bob.
He was like a preacher. He preached Rastafarianism, and he had a following. He hooked up with Bob as a young boy. I think that they gelled together.
Bob looked up to him.
Oh, yes.
To all the suffering going on in Jamaica, it turned you into a militant person. Because you always have to try to find a way out of this system. And we see Rastafari as a liberationist religion.
It is prophesied that oppression make the wise man mad. And who is madder than my servant? Said the Lord, our God, Rastafari.
The Rastafarian were the only true Afrocentric black people who preach self-reliance, who preach self-confidence.
But we interpret the Bible a different way. Most of these places that they're telling you about in the Bible is in Africa. The Garden of Eden is in Africa. The teaching that we get from the elders then is that we always have to look for a black man as God, for we, somebody that we can identify with.
Christ promised to mankind that he will return within 2,000 years. And then when he returns, he will be the King of Kings through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now we look out here to see who is this one man, Haile Selassie I the First.
Emperor Haile Selassie I is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. He's our God, Rasta God.
Some people dance one,
Good evening, good evening. Yes, I hear here. Testify Tuesday. Greetings, greetings, greetings.
This foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. with the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest themselves shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Oh, yes. All right, so here the evening psalm, Psalm
82. Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor la
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. Elohim Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
And we're here on the podcast for this August 17th, 2021. We have the Earth Days, the birthdays of Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik, and also of Marcus, Messiah Garvey, here, anniversary of the birthdays of Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik, and Marcus, Messiah Garvey.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
We'll be right back. your judges. Behold, I come to teach all teachers.
Teach them.
Mankling all of their false leaders. Liberating all Africans. That's right, the holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans. That is right.
Government, so the state now is in disrepute on account of one woman remaining silent against which an allegation of sacrilege has been levied at.
About 50 Rastafarians, they are gathered in an open lot in front of the Fort Pass police station, and demonstrating in support of one of their colleagues who it is alleged to have been tripped here at, in the lap of a 4-5 police station. We have spoken to the leader of the group, so they understand that, you know, whilst they want to demonstrate, but they must maintain the peace. They can't in any way obstruct other road users. They have been cooperating so far. It's very peaceful as we speak.
As the world know, because this has become a world event, our little Princess Nzinga was deprived of her crowning glory, her consecration that she was born with. Because she, Nzinga, was actually sanctified within the Nyabingi order by venerable priests and bishops within the order of Nyabingi. And for her to just have an altercation with the police, which we questioned, she was charged for disorderly conduct, which we also questioned what she was doing, why disorderly conduct, because from what she said, she was just objecting to the police to pepper spray in a car when they were ascertaining a man who did not have on his mask. She had complied, she had hers on, but when they were pepper sprayed, she came out and was objecting to being pepper sprayed. And that resulted in she being charged for not wearing her mask, because she had to remove her mask. And then after, when she came to the station, she was charged for disorderly conduct, which she don't understand why. And up to now, can you imagine, Indicom was here, the commissioner of police was here, and I think the public defender too was here. Why all that questioning? She can't say, I did not. Up to now, we haven't heard of a word, and as the placard say, the silence of Officer Barber is deafening, and it is bringing the police force into disrepute. This is all over the Washington Post, it's all over the Guardian, it's all over the major newspapers of the world. This is an embarrassment on the Jamaica government. And one little police barber create that from the government? No, this should be removed. It's incumbent on her. It's incumbent on the commissioner to say to her, well, if you're not talking, we'll remove you from duty. We also remove her from you to poor us. We don't know how true that is.
And I know the mother feels it just like how I feel it. So I'm happy to you this morning, Oja, to bring forth thy wrath unto that woman, Oja. Catch forth thy wrath, Oja, and let you know that Rastafari live it and reign it forever. World without him.
If them even want to keep her in the force, set up a barber shop up at Twickenham Park. So you see when a police want to trim, him just go pay 50% to Officer Barber. Because the government subsidize the trimming. A police officer. She can't depart trees that trim innocent people. Keep her in the force. Because remember, in the army, you have man with a clean boot, you know. Him not come a road, you know, and just shine shoes. She is in her position where them set up one barber place up at Twickenham Park. And say, here where you are going to do your clean police boot. Or, and cut here. That's all you are going to do. Cut here because you love me. But this time you do it illegally. I know the worst part. When she lose this case, and we pray she lose it, that the taxpayers' money we are going to pay. That hurts me now, you know. If you know with taxpayers' money, I have to go pay for something we're done by a police officer. The government will make police will commit crime, pay out of them pocket. Because my money shouldn't be paying back for you. Cut my family lock. No. So we are here, the drums are gonna chant, we see the rain are gonna come in, so we wanna get the drums, the message. So we have rats from Ochi, rats from Westmoreland, rats from all over the globe there, and we are doomed live to a international community, you know. It's rain of all of England for weeks, make them the march from the Jamaican embassy in the UK, you know. Everywhere. I may have letters from my phone from Chile, from Mexico, from Ecuador, from Panama, from South Africa, from England, from the USA. This is an embarrassment, and just one police officer I create so much embarrassment from police. We know police out there, we are police officers. But this woman now behave like a police officer. She embarrassed the force.
She spent 5 days in custody. And if you spend 5 days in custody, out of 10 days, then the fine or to cut in half, or the fine cut proportionately to the time you have spent. This is normal throughout the police behavior in Jamaica. So she spent 5 days, and the mother still had to pay $6,000. Then when she was brought to the station, she had to pull down her underwear. She had to lift up her bras and all of that. That is not the norm in Jamaica, that our women are violated when they are taken to a police station. And you can't give her no excuse about she might be carrying ganja or she might be carrying scissors. She's coming from court, so she carry the scissors go to court. All these things are violation of our sisters. In these police stations, there are no beds in for our sisters to sleep on, you know. It's bad enough for the man. But you put our sisters on the floor, if they do, they have to use a piece of newspaper or something like that. That's what goes on in Jamaica. So when Babsy Grange and company are in parliament talking about women's rights, that's where you start. Those that you keep in custody, don't you have a duty to at least provide them safely? And when she, with all that stress coming down upon her, her periods start to come. They say that they have no facilities for that. They do not provide the sanitary convenience for those things. All these are violations. So any news item or anything that any propaganda try to counter, do they answer any of those things that I've raised?
Anytime I want to accuse you of doing him something and you make 24 hour pass, and you don't clear yourself whether you're wrong or you're right, you have no talk. So this is a universal judgment and an individual trial. So there is no justice, a judgment. Because all our ancestors rise now and get mad. And get mad.
Muhammad Sazi Hemnekete Yahuda Medani Helam Ah, but that you know, you meet to know Zion. Mezere touch, bere quere su, kire rat, met you. Ki ay kab din kona chilek. Ik zie bere yet so in an indi judge. Yeah, where did that you all? Ik zie bere get him a hoi bian chay. Yet ik bere nigra, yibalal. Ye may awaken in Rehabinia, Babylon in. I sat my brook, the eye of Minabala, as back to Alu. In the old Philistine, we are terrorism. Ethiopia is in the busy tell with us. So, in attaching Zion, Yeral, be with swam to tell with us. Arasuras only hall measure Lihigzabiar lihizb Lete wale dut alikwashwa Bi mitzab yunigratchwa Benche yiminaru ulodes Indemalachu yunigratchwa Abitura date medinitin yihafi palna Yelebe asten Befete yamare yihun Sila
where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Familiar. It's all the fun to roll, but by the fighting sense of media, making way for folk to come. Fashion up that's the only person to love on. You'll be on me, the fire better blaze it till I'm. But you may not be familiar, it's all the fun to roll. You call the fighting sense of media, making way for folk to come. Fashion up that's the only person to love on. You'll be on me, the fire, wild. Tell them now, let the smoking of ganja remain. When the Eden has to wild, let those humans explain. Found down in a Ethiopia, no come up on no plane. I salute all the scholar, the urban just the same. Can we act like a jar when a big and small? Meditation is good for one and all. Why me topic in all and then conference all? It's to persecute the weed from existence overall. I may not be familiar, we told it on to run. You call them fighting sense of media, making way for folks to come. Marching up that the only for someone for one. You be on me the fire, watch this.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
Babylon burn. Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, or Divine Majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Yabatachin hoi tselot. Our Father prayer in Amharic and English. Abatachin hoi basamai yemitinor. O Ayanai Father, who lives, dwells in the upper regions. Simeh yikedes. Menegisteh timita. Thy name, may he be holy, sacred, sustainable. Thy king's domain, may she come. Fekadih besamai indehonech. As she, the I will, exists in the upper regions, the skies. Inadihu bamidir tuhun. Like this on earth, the land may she be. Ya'ilet inijarachinin sit'en zare. Ayanai, our daily bread. Give us, Ayanai, today. Badalachininim yikir belen. And forgive, Ayanai, wrongdoings. Inya yabedelunin yikir endeminil. As I forgive those who wrong, I and I, us. ودفتنام أتاقبان ككفو أدنن energy. Don't make I and I, us, enter toward testing. However, save I and I from evil. منغست يانت ناتنا. The king domain, she is thine. Hailim misganam lezele alamu. And power and praises to the words continually, itinually. Amen. Amen. I admit the true and faithful witness. Revelations 3:14.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Simika, Timsat Mengistika, ويكون فكارك بكما بسماي كماهو بمدير سيساينا زلالة إلتانا حبنا يوم هدق لاني عبسانا وققاينا كماني هنني نهدق لزي عبسة لنا اتعبياني اكزي او وستا من سوت على عدي هنانا وباليهانا ام كله اكوي اسمي زي اكا يئت من قست حيل وسبحات العالم عالم آمين ام هايك አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
Abba Nachin Boy,
በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
Every day, trust not even thyself at times.
We've got to obey to proceed. We will bring the ourselves for the worst of time. We could go, we will follow behind. To fight corruption, we've got to endure. Been tempted, abused, and deceived.
And here, 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 that was Iron Silk with Right Pass on the Lalabella rhythm right there, there, there. And here for the T2T Testify Tuesday, today's daily psalm corresponding with Dagmawi Menelik II, King of Kings, Emperor of Ethiopia's Earth Day, and I and I, Rastafari, John the Baptist, Marcus Messiah Garvey, Earth Day here for August 17th. We have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Melchizedek, Psalm 95.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest.
And here, the Royal Amharic and the Metzaf Kedus, Royal Amharic, rise up the chant. Metzaf.
Mazmur Zatanarat, Bekennif Zatanams. Yedawit, Yemsgana Mazmur. Nu Begziabir Desibelen, Lam Lak Lamedhani Tachin and Lindabel. Bemsgana would defeat him Nidras. Bazim Marim Lersul Lindabel. Egziabir at Halak Amlak Nona. بامالكتم هلو لايت هاللاك نغوس نونا اغزيابير هزبو نايت الاتشو يمدر دار چاوچم بجوز تناتشو يتراروچ كفتاوچ يرسوناتشو باهر يرسونات ارسوم مادر رغا يبسنم جوچو سروات نون نسگد لرسوم من نگزا برسو بادر رغن باغزيابير فيتن نمبركت ارسو عملاكاتشن نونا እኛ የማሰማሪያው ህዝብ የጁም በጎሽ ነንና በመድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምጹን በትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጽ የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ ስራዬንም አዩ ያችን ትውልድ 40 አመት ተቆጥቻት ነበር ሁሉ ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አሉ ወደ ረፍቴ ምን እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማለት
That's right up with a verse by verse the first this right here say lot to yes sir
מזמור צדיהם. לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 rest.
مزمور زتن عرد بکندف زتن عمد یه داویت یه مسگان عمد نو بگزیابیر دستی بلن نام لاک لمدهالی تاکچین للن نبن بمسگان او دفیتون ندرن بزم ماریم لرسول للن نبن اگزیابیر تان لاک عام لاک نون با مالکتم هلو لای تان لاک لگوس نون اگزیابیر هزبون آی تلاک چو የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች እርሱ ናቸው። ባህር እርሱ ናት እርሱም አደረገ። የብስንም እጆቹ ሰሯል። ኑ እንስገድ ለእርሱም እንገዛ። በእርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንበርከክ። እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና እኛ የማሰማሪያው ሕዝብ የእጁም በጎች ነንና በምድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጡ። የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ ሥራዬንም አዩ። ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቆጥቻት ነበር። ሁል ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል፣ እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አለ። ወደ ረፍቴም እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማለ። Thank you.
And here today's daily psalm, Psalm 95 from the Medrash Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Besama'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfes kedush, ahadu amlak. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have from the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David. From the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. From the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. We have Psalm 95, Zetna Amist, Yedawit, Miskana Mezmor. Of David, praise, thanksgiving, Mezmor, a psalm, an intonation, a chant. Nu be'egziavir decibelin le amlaka le mechanetachin elilin bel. O come, let us make I and I sing to egziavir. Nu be'egziavir decibelin. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of I and I salvation. Le amlak le medchanetachin ililin bel. Ililin bel. In the Royal Amharic, as we compare the HSV Haile Selassie version and the KJV here, the HSV Haile Selassie version favors the Septuagint, the LXX, with le amlak to the source, le medchanetachin, to I and I Savior, I and I Salvation, I and I Savior, ililta, in the bell, let us say ililta, ililililil, let us exalt, let us joy, nu, come y'all, nu, be'egziari her decibelin. Le amlak le med chanetachin ililin nabel. Be miskana wada fitu nidres. Be zamarema le ersu ililin bel. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Be miskana wada fitu nidres. Be zamarema le ersu ililin bel. And make a joyful noise to him with psalms, with chants. Be-zemareim. 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 And with chants, intonation. Be-zemareim. Le-ersu. Elilinbel. Egziavi her talak amlak nowina. For Egziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, is a great source. Egziavir Talak Amlak Nawina, and a great king, a great Negus above all gods. Be amaliktim hululai talak nugus nawinna. Egziavi hera hisbuna ait lachuim. Ye midir dacha ochima bejuist nacho. Ye tararocha kaftawocha ersu nacho. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Interesting right here, what I'm noticing right here, it might be what we're reading right here. Let us just check this out right here. Let's take a pause right at this particular verse right here, because Bamarinya, there is an Amharic, there's a little bit more than we're seeing in this. It says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is also his. But there's a verse, there's a part of a line of a verse that is not there. Let's look at the Sefer Tehillim. It's probably in the Septuagint. Yeah, because here it says this right here. It says, Exiavir, the sustainer, his boon, ait alachuim, that the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab will not cast off or cast away, or has not cast off his people. Exiavir, his boon, ait alachuim. Then it reads as the KJV translation reads it, Yemidur da chao chimma beju wist nacho, Yetararoch kataloch yersu nacho. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. Kutramist, verse 5. Bahir yersunat. Ersuma daragat yebusinim ijochu saruat. The sea is his, bahir yersunat, and he made it. Ersuma daragat, and his hands form the dry land. Yebusinimai jochu Saruat, nu in the seged, the ursuma in the geza, the ursua badaragena begziavir fita in the barkek. O come, let us worship and bow down, nu in the seged, the ursum in the geza. Ba'ersuwa ba'derregena be'gziyavi herfita inna barkek. Let us kneel. Let us kneel before Egziyavi Her, before the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our Maker. Ersu amlakachinawinna. For he is our source, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye, y'all, will hear his voice, Ursuam la kachinowina, inya ye ma samariao his ye juma begochinna. Bemidre beda in the tefetatanut, and asukotutkize zaredim tsuna bitisamu lebachuhuna tatsunu. Harden not your heart, as in the day, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Bemidre beda in de tefetatenut, in da sokwet ute gize, zare dim tsuna bitisemu, lebachuhuna tatsinu. Ye tefetatenunye, abato chachua, fetenunye, sarayinim ayu. When your fathers tempted me, tempted I and proved I, and saw my work. Yetefetatenunye abatochachua fetenun srayenemayu yachintulid arba ometa tekotchata neber hulgizel bachowa yistal narsuma mengedena laokum alhu. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. Yachintulit arba ometa tekotchata neberen said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Hulgize lebacho yistal نرسوم من جدينا لواكم ألهو ورا رفتي من دايجبو بكتاي مالهو To whom I swear in my wrath, my wrathedness, that they should not enter into my rest. Wede reftim in daigavu, bekutaye malhu.
Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 95, in the first of the sabbatical psalms, the psalms that introduce, initiate the start of the Sabbath, known as the Kabbalat Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath. Psalm 95, here, today's daily psalm corresponding with Dagmawi Menulik II, and Rastafari John the Baptist, called him Marcus Messiah Garvey, birthday, Earth Day. But once again, right here, let's just hear it. In the royal Amharic, right here, native speaker Abraham Chebudeh. We just went through the verse by verse. Here, the full of full, right here, King of Kings Bible, Book of the Seven Seals.
Mazmur zat anarat, bak enif zat anams. Ye Dawit, ye Misgana Mazmur. Nu bak diabhir des sibelen, lam lak lamadhani tachin elilinnevel. Ba Misgana udifitun nidres. Ba zimmarim lersul elilinnevel. እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ አምላክ ነውና ባማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ ታላቅ ንጉስ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ህዝቡን አይጥላቸው የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው የተራሮች ከፍታዎች እርሱ ናቸው ባህር እርሱ ናት እርሱም አደረጋ የብስንም እጆቹ ሰሯል ኑ እንስገድ ለርሱም እንገዛ በርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንበርከክ እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና እኛ የማሰማሪያው ህዝብ የጁም በጎች ነንና በምድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጽ የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ ስራዬንም አዩ ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቆጥቻት ነበር ሁሉ ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አሉ ወደ ረፍት የምንዳይገቡ በቁጣ የማል
Let them listen, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in massacre and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
So here, today's daily psalm for August 17th, and also the first of the six to seven psalms that I chanted as the Shabbat begins on the Friday Eve. That's the beginning of the Shabbat time, evening and morning one day. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Hebraically, the foundational language as the King of Kings reminds us in the foreword to the Book of the Seven Seals. Here, Hebraist in the Hebrew, Mizmor, Fadei, Hey, Fadei, Fadei, Hey, Psalm 95. It's a call to Yisrael, to Israel, to worship. To worship. Here, just to kind of get a context of today's daily psalm, as today's daily psalm is the first of the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah of the Shabbat, receiving the Shabbat, psalms, and today's daily psalm for Emperor Menelik II, Dagmawi Menelik, and Marcus Messiah Garvey's Earth Strong. So here, Psalm 95, a call. Many are called, few are chosen, a call to Yisrael, to the Tsar of El, to the Prince of the Power of the Almighty, to Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yisrael, Yashar El. Just giving a little bit of the Hebrew, the real Hebrew etymology of Yisrael, to the Yashar, Yashar, the upright of El, of Ha'el, Ha'el, of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the power. Call to Israel to worship. The group of six psalms, we have six psalms beginning with the present psalm, today's daily psalm of Psalm 95, Mizmor Tzadei He, and having Psalm XCIII, Psalm 93, as a prelude, is a rapturous expression of joy in Exiavihir, the sustainer, in Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim's service, an expression of joy in Jehovah's service, such as would have appropriately come from the B'nai Yisrael, from the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, who were reunited with Zion, reunited with Zion after the absence occasioned by the Babylonian exile. So today's psalm and the beginning of the Shabbat initiation, the receiving, the Kabbalat Shabbat Psalms, Psalm 95, has to do with a rapturous expression of joy in Jehovah's service, such as would have appropriately come from B'nai Yisrael, from the sons of Israel, the Israelites, who were reunited with Sion, with Zion, after the absence occasioned by the Babylonian exile. In that period, these psalms, many who have studied these psalms say, in that period of time, during the time of the Babylonian exile, most likely these psalms were composed. And it is noteworthy that the LXX, the Septuagint, has the heading, when the house was built after the captivity, as a heading to Psalm XCVI, which is the next psalm in the order of the psalms here, Psalm 96. So Septuagint and the King of Kings Bible has this heading that when the house was built after the captivity, after the exile, a change of tone is unmistakably evident in the last clause of verse 7, extending to the end of the psalm. So let's zoom into verse 7 right here, today's psalm, where it says, "For he is our power, Kihu Eloheinu, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock of his hand." Instances of his. Kihu Eloheinu wa nachnu am marito with on yado. So we are the people of his pasture as he's Zion's shepherd. Wa and anachnu. Anachnu, I and I, we, anachnu. Am, people. Marito. His pasture. With and son, flock, like a flock of sheep. With son, soan, yado, of his hand. Hayom, the day, today. Hayom. Im bekolo tishma'u hayom, today, or the day. In Hebrew, brought out as today, but literally ha the yom. Also in Ge'ez, in the Ge'ez, the word for day is yom too. Ha yom, the day. Im, if, im
it's a conditional if. In the by way of in on by way of be call low call voice call low his voice in if the call low if by way if in his voice tishmao if all of y'all will hear if y'all will hear his voice hayom im be call low tishmao. So here in verse 7, there's a change of tone that is unmistakably evident in the last clause of verse 7, extending to the end, the fulfillment of the mizmor of the chant. A warning note is struck that according to some expositors and one's reasoning on today's psalm has, some say, no relevance to the opening theme. Chabarim, have you checked out today's psalm, the first of the Shabbat initiation, receiving the Shabbat psalms? Oh, come, make I and I sing to Jehovah. Make I and I shout for joy to the rock of I and I, salvation of I and I, Yeshua, Lesor Yishenu. Make I and I come before his presence, his face, with youthful eyes, his thanksgiving. Make I and I shout for joy to him with songs, with chants, with eyes. Ki el gadol Yahuwah, for he who be who he be is a great El, a great power. Ha El, higher. Ki el gadol Yahuwah, and a great king above all gods, Umelech Gadol, I'll call Elohim, and a great king, Melech Gadol, I'll call upon all Elohim, upon all gods, in whose hands are the depths, the deeps of the earth, the height of the mountains are his also, the sea is his, and he made it, and his hands, they don't pay attention to his majesty's hands, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, make I and I bow down and bend the knee. To bow down in the Hebraically is to worship. Make I and I prostrate. Make I and I worship. Make I and I bow. The word bow, worship, prostrate, it's the same word. So here it says, oh, come, make I and I bow down. In other translations, it may be translated as, oh, come, make I and I worship. Bo'u nishtacheweh, and bend the knee, with nikra'a, make I and I bend the knee, make I and I kneel, lifnei Yahuwah, osenu, make I and I kneel before he who be who he be, osenu, I and I maker. Now here's verse 7, the Zayin verse, the Zayin verse. For he is our power. Who, in the Hebrew, the pronoun he. For he himself and none other. Ki who, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, I and I power. And we and I and I are the people of his pasture and the flock, the sheep of his hand. So when people be taking this, oh, sheeple, like the Bible says, sheeple, and me applying it, they're misapplying it. Tell them, stop it. It doesn't apply to you. It applies with God's relationship with his people. We are the people of his pasture and the flock of his hand. Wa nachnu am marito, with on yado, of his hand. Now, here's the last part here. Today. Hayom, today, if y'all would but hearken to his voice, his vocal, im, bikolo, tishmao, in his voice, tishmao, we say shema, tishmao, when speaking to you all. Now, it's interesting because a lot of ones who say they are Rastafari, they don't really want to hear this word of the King of Kings. It's like the Israelites. The Israelites only could take, only took or could take right? They only took or could take the first couple of commands. The Israelites only could take the first couple of commands, right? They couldn't hear the fullness of what was like what Matthew says right here. If you would hear.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
You don't want to tell me about other books other than your Bible. You don't want to tell me about other commandments other than the 10 words, 42 negatives. Are you mad? You must be mad. And you want to say, Selassie, what? Stop, please, stop. Hayom im bekolo tishma'u. So here in today's daily psalm, right here, there's this change. Notice how the psalm begins off, oh come, Megayanai sing to Jehovah, Megayanai shout for joy to the rock of Ionai salvation, Megayanai come before his face with thanksgiving, let us shout for joy to him with eyes. For Jehovah is a great El, a great power, Hayel, and a great king and the goose above all gods. And then as it goes forward, it says, today, if y'all would but hearken to his voice, harden not your heart as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa. Do you know about Meribah? What happened at Meribah? What was the day of Massa in the wilderness? When your fathers, your patriarchs, they tried provoked I, even though they saw my walk. It's like even a former generation of Rastafari, they saw his majesty's work, and some of them still are swerved. For 40 years was I wearied with that generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Maybe they follow this elder, that elder, this one gray head, or this one long locks, and that one. But what about what the King of Kings has said? Wherefore I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. So people say repatriation is a must. Yes. But what has happened? Is it Babylon? It's really, you're going to Babylon about Babylon instead of I and I taking responsibility. What this song reminds I and I of is like, the beginning, come make with sing, praise, and yes, Rastafari. But then as it goes forward, it says, well, you're singing, you're giving praise, you're rejoicing, but are you hearing his voice? Or are we doing the same thing that our ancestors have done? So at verse 7, there's an unmistakably evident change of tone. A warning note is struck that, according to some, they say have no relevance to the opening theme. We see what the relevance is. Everyone want to sing and yes, I root, reggae, yeah. But what about hearing His Majesty Kedemawi Haile Selassie's voice as self-professed Rastafari? So this warning note here. Some hold that the psalm consists of two fragments. So some want to say, well, the first part, up to the first part of verse 7, and then the second part of verse 7 to the end is like two different psalms. They don't go together. No, they do go together. As we get into a commentary or reasoning, it'll be shown that the two sections of the psalm, of the mizmor, of the chant, of the eyes, they reinforce each other. From the 17th century, some say, Psalms XCV to XCIX, Psalm 95 to 99, and Psalm 29 were included in the Judaic liturgy for the initiation of the Shabbat. It may be the first reciters of this chant, of this psalm, of this Isaiah. This is real Isaiah. The Psalm of David is truly Isaiah. It's the pattern for Isaiah, right? Because David, King David, sweet singer of Yisrael, man after Jehovah's own heart. So that's the template there. It may be the first reciters of this psalm, this chant, on a Friday evening. Thought of the rest that the Shabbat was about to bring to those who, so far from murmuring against Hailahim against his majesty were filled with the love of him and his ordinance. The Midrash here connects Psalm 95, with the Shabbat, with the Sabbath in another way. See, verse 7, it runs like this: for he is our power. Today, if y'all would but hearken to his voice. And the Midrash, the study, it comments that if Israel observed even one single Shabbat, one single Sabbath, if Israel observed just one single Shabbat according to its true spirit, according to the true Iris, deliverance, victory would forthwith forward ensue. May God and I think and consider.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Here we're going to ride up with more. We got like 23 minutes on the board right here. Hopefully we have the grace period to bring forth the full of full. But let's ride up the Midrash. Make I and I study to shoot I and I.
Let them finish, Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel, exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95.
مزمور زتنا رات بك النف زتنا مز يداويت يمسقانا مزمور نو بك ديابير دسي بلن لا ملاك لمدهاني تاكشن للنبل بمسقانا ودفيتو الندرس بزماري ملرسول للنبل اكزيابير تالاك عملاك نونا بامالك تمهلو لاي تالاك نقوس نونا اكزيابير هزبون اي تلاكشو የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች እርሱ ናቸው። ባህር እርሱ ናት እርሱም አደረገ። የብስንም እጆቹ ሰሯል። ኑ እንስገድ ለእርሱም እንገዛ። በእርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንበርከክ። እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና እኛ የማሰማሪያው ሕዝብ የእጁም በጎች ነንና በምድረ በዳ እንደተፈታተኑት እንዳስቆጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጽ የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ ሥራዬንም አዩ ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቆጥቻት ነበር ሁሉ ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል
እነርሱ መንገዴን አላወቁም ማለት ወደ ረፍት የምንዳይገቡ በቁጣ ይማል
Exodus rhythm right there. I had a lot to do with the Exodus. But here we're going to ride up with the Midrash to study right here on today's daily psalm, an important psalm indeed. It's the first of the beginning of the Shabbat psalm, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99. Just the other day, according to the royal order, we had Psalm 99. And Psalm 29 as well, those psalms there, and then the Sabbath Eve Psalm 92, and then we seal up with the Friday evening Psalm 93. But here, make we ride up, make we study to shew I and ourselves approved. Here, golden era dub, golden age of dub. Be glad.
Speaking to she, Simchi, with Alazi. Speaking to she, be glad and rejoice. Simchi, with Alazi. Simchi, with Alazi. Bekole, with all thy heart. Bekole.
Shout for joy. Naria.
to the rock of power, and I salvation, Mitzor Yishayim. Leku Nirana Layahua Naria Mitzor Yishayim. You hear first verse of Mizmor Adai, hey, oh come, let us make Einai sing to Jehovah. Let us make Einai shout for joy to the rock of our of Einai salvation. Leku Nirana Layahua Naria Lizor Yishayinu. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Sing, O daughter of Zion, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Yisrael. Be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Even here in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14. Here in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14. Rani bat Zion hari'u Yisrael. Simachi ve'alzi be'kol alev bata Yerushalayim. Sing, O daughter of Zion, Rani bata Zion, speaking to she, Rani bata Zion. Shout, Hari'u, O Israel, Hari'u Israel. All y'all, Israel, Hari'u Israel. Simchi, be glad, speaking to she. Simchi, we'alzi, speaking to she, be glad and rejoice. Simchi, we'alzi. Simchi we'alzi, bekol lev, with all thy heart, bekol lev, bata Yerushalayim, O daughter, bat Yerushalayim of Jerusalem, Rani bata Zion, Hari'u Yisrael. Simchia we'alzia b'kole bata Yerushalayim. Lama, why? Because the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. Hear, Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 15. Hesir Yahuwah Misha Pataik Tina Oivaik. He who be who ye be hath taken away, hath taken away. Hesir Yahuwah Hesir Yahuwah thy judgment, speaking to she. Misha Pataik Mishapatayik, the eye judgment. Hey Sirio, Mishapatayik. He has cast out thine enemy. Dina Oivek. Dina Oivek. Hey Sirio, Mishapatayik. Dina Oivek. He who be, we be, have taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. At the fall of Harasha, at the fall of Harishaim, at the fall of the ratchet ones fall. Everyone shouts for joy
Thus it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 5 to 6, the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, that smote the peoples in wrath. Shavar Yahuwah Mate Rishayim, Shaveta Mishlim, Shaveta Moshlim, Make Amima Be Evra. He who be we be hath broken. Shavar Yahuwah, Shavar, Shavar Yahuwah, Jehovah hath broken. Mate Rishayim, the staff, the Mate of the Rishayim, of the ratchet one. Shabar Yahuwah, Mate Rishayim, Sheveta Moshlim, the scepter of the rulers, Shevet Moshlim, that smote the peoples in wrath. Makeh Amima Be'evra, that smote the people Be'evra. Shabari Yowa Mate Rishayim, Shaveta Moshli, Makeha Amima Be'evra. And what? Ma! What verse follows? The verse that follows is, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Hear, 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 Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 7. Nachah shaketah kol haaretz, padchu rina. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Naha shaketah kol haaretz. They break forth. They break forth. Patachu. They break forth. Patachu rina. They break forth into ringa. They break forth into singing. Naha shaketah kol haaretz, patachu rina. Again, ha'el, ha'el, ha'elohim said, the true good, the true God said in Ezekiel chapter 35 verse 14, when the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee, the eye, desolate. When the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee desolate. Koh amar Adonai Yahweh, kisa moach kol haaret shmama e'eselak. Thus, like this saith Adonai Adoniah Yahweh, thus saith Adonai, he be who he be. Koh amar Adonai Yahweh, when the whole earth rejoices, when the whole earth rejoices, kismoach kol haaret, I will make thee desolate, shemama e'eselak, koh amar Adonai Yahweh, kismoach kol haaret, shemama e'eselak. Matai, when will the earth rejoice? When I make thee, Edom, Edom, desolate. When I make thee, Edom, Edom, desolate. And thus, and like this also, upon the conclusion of the previous psalm,
namely Psalm 94, verse 23. Mizmor Adai Dalet, Psalm XCIV, Psalm 94, the conclusion. And he hath brought upon them their own iniquity, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity. Vayashev Elehem Eta Onam, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity. Vayasheva Elehem Eta Onam Eta Evonam. The next psalm, the next mizmor, Mizmor Tzadai, hey, it begins at once with the words, "Oh come, let us make I and I sing to he who be who he be. Make I and I sing to Jehovah. Lipo ne'rana la'Yahuwah. Oh come y'all, lipo ne'rana, ne'rana. Make I and I sing in shrilling and singing and ringing shrilling tones. Ne'rana, lipo ne'rana la'Yahuwah. To Jehovah." So too scripture says, even in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 11 and 10, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joy. Betovas adkeima ta elotza irya uavai voda rishaim rina. When it goeth well with the righteous, betov adkeim, the city rejoices, ta elot irya. And when the wicked, when the wretched perish, Uwa vaevod rishaim, Uwa vaevod rishaim, there is joy. Rina, rina, betuvas adikimat ta elot keya, Uwa vaevod rishaim, rina. Let us come before his presence with a vowel. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, hey. Psalm 95, Psalm XCV. Hear, hear, hear. Make I and I come before his presence with a vowel, with thanksgiving. Ne adma fanayo bitoda. Make I and I come before his presence, his face, his perception, bitoda, with a vowel, with thanksgiving. Nikadma, nikadma, nikadma fanayo bitoda. A vowel, bitoda, a vowel of faith is greater than offering. Bitoda, a vowel, a vowing, a vowel, thanksgiving. Bitoda, bitoda is greater than offering. So Jonah said, even in Jonah 2 and 10, "But I will sacrifice to the eye with the voice, the vocal, with the voice of a vowel." And here, here, Jonah. According to KJV, it will be Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. full of verse that reads, "But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving, with a vowel. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Vani b'kol toda ezit b'chalak ashara nadarti ishalema Yeshuata layahua." Here, Jonah chapter 2, here at verse 9. "But I will sacrifice to the I with the voice of thanksgiving. But I will sacrifice the I with the voice of thanksgiving. Wa'ani b'kol toda ezibcha lak. I will pay that I have vowed. I will pay that I have vowed." Hear. Asher nadarti it shalema. Salvation to Jehovah Yeshuata layahua. Wani b'kol toda ezit b'chalak asher nadartia ishalema yishuata layoa.
Discipleship Radio.
For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Hear today's song, Mizmor Sadai Hey, Sadai Hey, Psalm 95, Psalm XCV. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Hear Psalm 95. Hebraically, the third verse, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. Ki El Gadol Yehovah, O Meleka Gadol, I'll call Elohim. For he who be who he be is a great God, a great El. Ki El, for El. True good, true God, the Almighty, the power, the source. Ki El Gadol Yehovah. Gadol Yehovah. For he who be, we be. Jehovah is a great El. A great God, a great source, a great power. El.
Ki El Gadol Yahuwah Umeleka Gadol of all Elohim and a great king. Umelek Gadol Umelek King Gadol Great Umelek Gadol of all Elohim above all call all Elohim above all Elohim above all gods. Are there other gods then? Are there other gods then? Are there other Elohim? Is it not written? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. Hear, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39, it reads, see now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God, no Elohim, with me, with I. Ru, Ata, Ki, Ani, Ani Hu, the Ain Elohim, Madi. See now, y'all, see now. Ru, 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 see y'all now. Ru, Ata, 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 now. Ki, for I need, who? See y'all, who? Ata. Ki, I need, who? Now, see y'all now, who? Ata. Ki, for I need, who? For I, he, for I, he. Ki, ani, hu, with ain, Elohim, and with an ain, no, not, doesn't exist, is not, with ain, and no Elohim, and no Elohim, imadi, and no Elohim with I. And there's no Elohim with I, Imadi. In the word Imadi, we have like Immanuel. With us, Immanu. With us, El. With us, the true good, the true God. Here, the sense of Imadi. With I. With Ain, Elohim, Imadi. And no Elohim with I, and no Elohim with me. Ru, Ata, Ki, Ani, Hu, with Ain Elohim, Imadi. But what the verse from the psalm from Mizmor, even Mizmor, Adai Hey, Psalm 95, means to say is this, woe to the wicked, woe to harasha, the rishaim, the ratchet, the defiant, the ratchet ones, that together with their gods, with their so-called Elohim, go down below to Gehinna, to Hebrew hell. For, as scripture says, even in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26, all the gods of the peoples are fangs of naught. All the gods, all the Elohim of the peoples Elohim, all the gods of the peoples are things of naught. Vayim Elua Beloheya Evoteihem Vayiznu Achrei Eloheya Amei Haaretz
Asher Hishmid Elohim Mipanehem. And here, the fuller verse, First Chronicles. Sleeker, we read 1 Chronicles chapter 5, 25. That's a read. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26. That was, and they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God, the true good, destroyed before them. But here, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 26, Ani Lechozer, I repeat, it says, but what the verse from the Psalms, they Psalm Mizmor Adai Hey Psalm 95 means to say is this: woe to the ratchet, the Rasha'im, that together with their gods, the Elohim, go down below to Gehenna. For as scripture says, and here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, here in this translation, all the gods of the peoples are things of naught. Ki kol Elohe ha'amim elilim. Ki for kol Elohe ha'amim. For all the gods call. Elohei, the gods of Ha'amin, of the peoples, Elilim, are things of naught, are things of nothingness. Why Yehovah Shamayid Asa, the fuller verse here, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, it says, for all the gods of the people, Elohei Ha'amin, are idols. Here in the KJV, it brings out our idols. And here in Hebraically, we have Elilim. They are Elilim. He called Elohei Ha'amin, Elilim. For all the gods of the people's gods, the people, different kind of people's gods, Elilim, they are Elilim. And Elilim here in the KJV is defined as, or translated as, idols. And Elilim means of naught, good for nothing. They're good for nothing. They're worthless. The connotation is false gods, but the sense here is nothing. KJV translates this as, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but bringing out the Hebraic sense of the Elilim means good for nothing. By analogy, it's vain or vanity. In a specific sense, it's an idol. So we have Rav Shaul even saying, you know, like an idol is nothing, it's nothingness, Elilim. An idol, it has no value, it's a thing of naught, it's good for nothing. But the verse goes on to say, but Yahweh, but Jehovah, right, but Jehovah made the he who be who he be, made the heavens. Why Yahweh Shamayim Asa, full of verse, he called Elohei Ha'amin Elim. Why Yehovah Shamayim Asa. In his hands, here continue the Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Adai Hey. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The height of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Here, Psalm 95, verses 4 to 5. Asher biyado mechikrei aretz. Vito efota harim lawu.
Hasher Lawa Hayama Vihua Asa Vi Ya Vesheta Yadayoa Yataru, in whose hands are the depths, the deeps, the depths of the earth. Asher Bi Yado, that which in his hand, whose hand, in whose hand, Asher Bi Yado, Mechkerei Aretz, the depths of the earth, the Mechkerei, Mechkerei Aretz, the heights of the mountains are also his. With Ta'ifot Harim Lawu, with Ta'ifot Harim Lawu, the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his and he made it. Asher Lawu Hayam, Wihu Asahu, Wihu Asahu, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. We Yabeshet, the dry land, Yabeshet. We Yabeshet, Yadayo, Yataru. And he formed Yataru and his hands. And his hands, they formed the dry land, the dry ground, the Yabeshet. We Yabeshet, Yadayo, Yataru. Asher Bi Yado Mechkerei Aretz, we Ta'ifot Harim Lawu. Asher Lawu Hayam, Wuhu Asahu, we Yabeshet Yadayo Yatsaru. Could a mortal king, a mortal melech, if it were said to him, quote, the earth is thine, end quote, declare what its length or what its depth is? Could a mortal king, if it was said to him, the earth is thine, is the eyes, could he declare what its length, and what its depth is? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, can so declare. For, as it is written, in His hand are the depths of the earth. Asher Biyado Mechkerei Aretz, the heights of the mountains are his also. Ve'Ta'ifot Harim Lawu, the sea is his and he made it. Asher Lawu Hayam Wehu Asahu, could a mortal king, a mortal melech, if it were said to him, quote, the sea is thine, declare how many measures of water are in it? But HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, of Him it is proper to say, the sea is his. It is proper to say of he who be who he be, Asher Lawu Hayam, the sea is his. And to say that he made it, with who, Asahu, with who, and who, and he, with who, Asahu, and he made it. And he made him, and he made it. For he knows how many measures of water are in it. As scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Mi madada b'sha'olu amayim? Who hath measured the waters? The waters. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow? In the hollow of his hand. Mi madad b'sha'olu. Be'sha'olah Mayi, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Mi Madada, Be'sha'olah Mayi, who, and also, as is written in Eov, in Job chapter 28, verse 25, he meteth out the waters by measure. La esota la ruacha mishakal umayim atiken be midaha. Hear the fuller verse from Eov. To make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure, to make the weight for the winds. La esota la ruach mishkal umayim tiken be midah. Hear the fuller verse from Eov, Job 28:25. To make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. Or, as translated, here, he meteth out the waters by measure. He weigheth. Umayim tiken be midah. Umayim tiken. Bermidah. Hence, here, it is said, the sea is his, and he made it. Asher lahu hamayim wehu hayam. Asher lahu hayam. The sea is his. Wehu asahu, and he made it. Asha lau hayam wehu asahu. And what does ha'el, what does ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, require of y'all? Bowing down in worship, as is said even here in today's psalm, in Mizmor Arai Hey, Psalm 95, verses 6 to 7. O come, let us make I and I worship and bow down. Make I and I kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we and I are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Bo Nia Shetahwe Ve Nikra Niva Reka Lifneoa Osenu Kiyohu Elohenu Vanachnu Amamar Itoa Ve Sona Yado. O come, Bo, come yo, Bo. Come, make I and I bow down, make I and I prostrate. Bo, Nia Shetachwe, and bend the knee. We Nikra'ah, and bend the knee. Make I and I kneel. Nibreka, before he who be. Lifneoa. I and I make a Oseinu Bo'u Nia Shetachwe We Nikra'a Nibreka Lifneoa Oseinu. For he, who Eloheinu. He is I and I Elohim. He who Eloheinu. And we, wa nachnu, and we, and I and I, nachnu, wa nachnu, the people, marito, of his pasture, marito, with on, and the flock, and the flock, or elsewhere translated as sheep, but here with on the flock, with on and the flock, Yado, and the flock of Yado, of Yado, of his hand. Kihu Eloheinu, wa nachnu ama marito, wa with on the Yado. When are I and I his people, Amo? When are we his people? When I and I are the sheep, of his pasture, are the flock of his pasture, the sheep of his pasture. As it is said even in Ezekiel, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 31, verse 31, where it reads, When y'all, my sheep, are the sheep of my pasture, I am your God, saith the Lord God. Here, slicker, here in the print is a typo. It should be Ezekiel, chapter 34. Chapter 34, verse 31, where it reads, And ye and y'all, my flock, according to the KJV, and ye, speaking to y'all, you all, my flock, the flock of my pasture, men, and I, your God, saith the Lord God.
The Lord God. The Lord God. The Lord God. The Lord God. The Lord God.
Here in Hebrew. V'atein, Soni. Son is on, Mariti, Adam, Atem, Ani Elohekem, Num, Adonai Yahui, because different pronunciation there. Makes you get a whole new perspective on that. He is the Lion of Judah, and you're lying, lion. You're lying, man. He is the Lion of Judah. Only he is a lion. Jeremiah 5 and 6. Jeremiah 12 and 8. Let's see. Haitali Nachlati Kaarye Vayar Natana Alaya Bib Olaha Alkain Senetiha Alkain Senetiha. And here, the Hebraist in the Hebrew. Haita li nachlati ka aye vayar natna alaya be kolaha alkin sinetiha. My heritage, here,
yes, brothers and sisters, a little background, we didn't edit that out, it caused some of the background bill, but here, the continuation of the Midrash, right here, yes,
he is the Lion of Judah, and you're lying. You're lying, man. He is the Lion of Judah. Only he and he and he and
and he, the lion, A, to Natiha. And here, the Rais in the Hebrew, Haitali, the Rais, let's see, the Haitali, Nah, he, the lion. Jeremiah 5 and 6, Jeremiah 12 and 8. The Hebraist, let's see. Jeremiah 5 and 6, Jeremiah 12 and 8. The Hebraist. Hebraist, let's see. Haitali Nachlati Kaarye Vayar Natna Alayabik Olaha Alkane Senetiha Alkane Senetiha. And here, Hebraist in the Hebrew. Haitali Nachlati Kaye Vayar Natana Alayabe Kolaha Alkin Sinetiha. My heritage, here, KJV. Mine heritage to me is to I as a lion in the forest. Haitali Nachlati Kaarye Bayar, as a lion in the forest. Kaarye Bayar, in the Yaar, in the forest. It or she crieth out against me, against I. Therefore have I hated it, therefore have I hated her. Here in the Hebrew brings out the sense of giveth out her voice, but the translator has his, but the Hebrew says ha. It says natana alaya bikolaha, 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 not kolo, his voice, but bikolaha alkin, alkin. Therefore, senetiha, senetiha. Therefore, I hate ha, senetiha. Haitali nachlati kaaye bayar natna lai bikola alkin senetiha. My heritage is to I as a lion in the forest. It or she crieth out against me, against I. Therefore I have hated her. Hear. Psalm 95 verse 7. The day if you all would but hearken to his voice. Today, Hayom, Im, Bikolo, Tishamau. Today, or Hebraically, the day. Hayom, ha, the, yom, day. Hayom, hayom. Im, if Bikolo, if his voice, Tishamau, Tishmau, Tishmau. If y'all would tishmau, if y'all will hear, hearken to his voice. Rav Lewi, Levi taught, if the Bnei Yisrael, if the sons, if the children, if the Israelites, kept but one Sabbath, kept but one Shabbat, as it ought to be kept, they would be redeemed forthwith. For it is said, the day, Hayom, if y'all would but hearken
but hear to his voice. Hayom, bekolo, tishma'o. The day of which it is written, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Hear Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12. Shamor et yom hashabbat likadisho. Observe, shamor, the Sabbath day, et yom hashabbat. Yom hashabbat, the day of the Sabbath, the Sabbath day, likadisho, to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Shamor et yom hashabbat likadisho. Harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, when your fathers, your patriarchs, tempted me, put me to proof, even though they saw my walk, even though they saw my work. Hear, today's Psalm, Psalm 95, verses 8 to 9, that reads, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, put me to proof, even though they saw my work. Asher takshu levavikem k'meriva k'yom masa b'midbar. Asher nesunia evotekem behanuni gam rao fa'oli. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Al takshu levavikem, or al takshu levavikem. Harden not your levavikem, your heart. K'meriva, at Meriva, or in Hebrew that is to say, as in the provocation, the Meriva, K'meriva, takshua, levavikem, K'meriva, k'yom, as the day, masa, as the day of masa, as the day of temptation, masa. Meriva is provocation, masa, temptation, b'midbar, in the midbar, in the wilderness. Asher nisuni, evotekem, when your patriarchs, evotekem, your fathers, nisuni, asher nisuni, they tried me, bechanuni, and they proved me, bechanuni, prove me. Gam also, rao, gam rao, also they saw, gam rao, also they saw, fa'oli, they also saw, even though, the sense here, gam rao, fa'oli, even though they saw my walk, my divine providence, my provider, my providing, my care for them. You will find that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, to proof 10 times, 10 times,
as is said even Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14 verse 22, all those men that have seen my glory and my miracles that I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to proof these 10 times. Have put I to proof these 10 times. Ki kol ha-nashim ha-ro'im et ha-kovodi ve-et ha-ototai asher asiti ve-mitraim u-ava-mibar vayanasu oti ze-esera pe-amim ve-lo shamu be-oli. Surely all those men that have seen my glory, ki kol ha-nashim ha-ro'im et ha-kovodi, and my signs with et ha-ototai that I wrought in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, and in the wilderness, asher asiti be-mitzrayim ua ba-mibar. Yet have put I to proof these 10 times. Vaya nasuoti ze esara pe'anim, and have not hearkened, heard, and have not hearkened to my voice with lo shamu be'oli. Ki kol ha-nashim ha-ro'im et ha-kovodi ve-et ha-ototai asher asiti be-mitzrayim u-ba-midbar vayanasu oti ze-eser pe'amim ve-lo shamu be-koli. Twice at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, as is said even in Psalm 106 verse 7. Our fathers, our patriarchs, our daddies, our fathers understood not the wonders in Egypt, the wonders in Mitzrayim. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercy, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Evotenu ave Mitzrayim lo hisakilu nifaloteka lo zakru etarova chisadeka vayamru al yama beyama sufa. Our fathers, our patriarchs, Evotenu, our patriarchs, the Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and Mitzrayim, and Kemet, lo hiskilu, gave no heed, nifa leoteka, to the eyes wonders, lo hiskilu, nifa leoteka. They remembered not, lo zakru, they didn't remember, they didn't call to mind, etaroba chesadeka, thy, the multitude, ro, the enoughness of chesadeka, of the eyes mercies, vayamru, but they rebelled, but they were bitted, but they were embittered, vayamru, but they were rebellious. The root word to be embittered, to be rebelled. Wayamru, but them rebelled. Al Yam, at the sea. Wayamru, Al Yam, they rebelled at the sea. Bi Yam Suf, at the Sea of Reeds, the Red Sea, at the Etra Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea. Evotenu b'mitzrayim lo hiskilu anifloteka lo zakru et roba chesadeka vayamru al yam v'yam suf.
And here, 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 the Midrash note right here on today's song, Mizmor Adai Hey, Psalm 95. Here, connected with the Yam Suf, the Yam and the Yam Suf, the sea and the Red Sea, as we have, but provoked him, but provoked or rebelled, Wayamru, were rebellious, were embittered toward him at the sea, at the Yam, even at the Yam Suf. So the Midrash notice that the repetition of the word sea, Hebraically the word Yam, 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 is taken to intimate that there were two proofs of their rebellion at the sea, at the Yam, as we have it at the sea, at the Red Sea, Wayamru al Yam bi Yam Suf. But they were rebellious, but they were rebellious at the sea, Wayamru al Yam, even at the Red Sea, bi Yam Suf. So the two mentions, the repetition is connected right here with the Midrash. The Midrash pointing to Psalm 106, that twice they rebelled at the Yam Suf, at the Et Rabahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, at the Eritrean Sea. And this is brought out because of the two repetitions of the word sea, Yam, Yam Suf. And twice with the quail, once with the manna, the manhu, once with the manna, and once with the molten calf that is falsely elsewhere called the golden calf, and once with the molten calf. We have the quail in Shemot in Exodus chapter 16 verse 13, as well as Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 11 verses 31 to 32. For the manna, the manahu, the manna, we have Shemot, Exodus chapter 16 verse 20. And for the Egel Maseka, for the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, we have Shemot, we have Exodus chapter 32. And there is once at Paran, to count to 10 times, once at Paran, Faran. At Paran, we have the case of the spies that came back and told lies. We have Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 13, verse 26. This one being the most provoking. The Et Eva, Ethiopia, the good land, the Toba, the good land, where the 12 spies were sent, and 10 of them came back and told lies, the ain't right Israelites. But this one at Paran, is the most provoking, the one that we have in Bamidbar. That's the book of Numbers chapter 13, verse 26, concerning the spies. You say, continue the Midrash here, you say 10 proofs, but you instance only 7. In the Midrash reasoning here, the study of today's psalm, you say 10 proofs, but you instant only 7. So 7 we already mentioned. The question here is, what are the other 3? What are the other 3 proofs of the 10 times? The other 3 are mentioned in the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22, where it reads, at Tabera, and at Masa, and at Kivrota Hatava, ye y'all provoked the Lord to wrath. So these are the other 3 times, pointing to Devarim, pointing to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. Uva v'tavera, uva masa, uva kivrota hataiva, mak etzitima heyitem etiyoa. And at Tabera, Ube Tabera, and at Masa, Ube Masa, and at Kivrota Hatava, Ube Kivrota Hatava, ye y'all made he who be raw.
raw. Makas efim heitema etioa. Uabe tab era, uabe masa, uabe kibrota hatawa. Makas efima heitema etioa. Thus, therefore, the ten proofs. And why does not Scripture instance these with the others? Because these three was more provoking, more embittered, more rebellious, more provoking than the seven preceding ones. Than the seven preceding ones. And here, Midrash note. Here, the PE, the printed edition, it omits the text from this point through the first two paragraphs of Psalm 99 and 1 in the Midrash study note. Now, the omission was, according to Buber, right, due to a leaf of the manuscript having been missing in the MS in the manuscript, which served as the PE, the printed edition's prototype. So here, it pauses, or there's a pause here because of the leaf of the manuscript. So concluding here, Ani Lechozer, why does not Scripture instance these with the others? The Tabera, the Masa, and the Kivrota Hatawa, or Kivrota Tava. Why does it instance? Because these three here, Tabera, Masa, Kivrota Hatawa, they were more provoking than the other seven preceding ones. Hence, here, even in today's song, in Mizmor Adai Hey, hence, it is said, even in Psalm 95, here at verse 9, when your fathers, when your patriarchs, when your forefathers tempted I, put me to proof, even though they saw my walk, they saw my work, Asher nisuni botekem bechanuni gam rau fa'oli. When your fathers tried out, Asher nisuni botekem, prove me bechanuni. Even though they saw my work, gam rau. Fa'oli, Gamarau Fa'oli. For 40 years, 40 years, for 40 years did I cut off, Akut, did I cut off that generation? Hear, today's Psalm, Psalm 95, verse 10. For 40 years, did I cut off Akut? Here, the Hebraic Akut. Did I cut off that generation? The generation that perished Bamidbar. The generation that perished in the wilderness. Arba'in. Shanna Akut Bedor Arba'in 40 Shanna 40 year Arba'in Shanna Akut Bedor. Traditional translations are, for 40 years was I wearied with that generation. Hebraically bringing out the sense, for 40 years, Arba'im Shana, did I cut off Akut Bedor? Did I Akut cut off Bedor? I cut off against generation. I cut off that generation.
the generation that perished in the wilderness, the generation that perished by Midbar. Hear, hear, hear. Midrash notes by the edited text reads, here we have in the wilderness, the edited text reads in the flood. But as the commentators and scholars here studying this, that is not likely, so here is connected with the 40 years. Here, the word akut, akut, I cut off, akut. Here, cut off has a connotation, Hebraically has a connotation of loathing, You loathe something. As we have in the verse, even from Eob, even the verse from Job, Job chapter 10, verse 1, where it reads, my soul loatheth, my life, my soul, no katah, from the Hebraic root, loatheth. Rav Lewi, Levi said, it connotes the word akut, here being brought out as cut off, banishment. Since the people of that generation were banished, they were banished for 38 years. They were banished, the people of that generation. Now, the edited text here, it reads 48 years. Now, 38, here, Midrashno, 38 out of the 40 years spent in the wilderness, spent by Midbar in the wilderness, 40 less the first and the last years. So there are reference points to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 16, and also to the above psalm in the Midrash, Psalm 28.7, the seventh perek right there, Here in today's psalm, continuing Psalm 95, here at verse 11, wherefore I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Asher nia shibaiti ve api ima yevouna illa menuchati. Wherefore I swore in my wrath. Asher nia shibaiti ve api, that they should not enter im yevoun into my rest. Illa minuchati ashera nishibaiti be'api ima yibouna illa minuchati. That is to say, into the Eretz Yisrael, into the land of Yisrael, man who sees the true good, the true God, the prince, the Tsar of El, Yashar El, the upright of El, that they should not enter into my rest, that is the Eretz Yisrael. Of that, it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 9, for ye, for y'all, are not as yet come to the rest, and to the inheritance. Hear, 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 in Devarim, here in Deuteronomy chapter 12, in chapter 12, verse 9, it reads, for ye, for y'all, for you all, for y'all are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance. And here, here, Hebraically, ki lo vatem ad ata ela hamanucha ve'ela hanachla asher Yahweh Eloheka noten lak, for ye, for y'all are not as yet come, not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance. Ki lo batem ad ata ela hamanucha
with Ilahanachla, that he who be, who ye be, your Elohim, the I Elohim, giveth thee I. Asher yo Eloheka notain la kilo batem ad ata illa hamanucha with illa hanachila asher yo Eloheka notain la. And also, as is written in Psalm 132, verses 13 to 14. And also the rest, and also Zion, is my rest forever. Zion is my rest forever. And here, Mizmor of Lamed Beit. Here, Psalm 132, these two verses to fulfill the Midrash here, where it reads the full of verse 13 and 14. For he who be with Jehovah hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it. He hath desired her for his habitation. This is my resting place forever, forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. For I have desired her, I have desired her. Ki vahar yawa bitzion, I vahar le moshav lo, zota menuchati yadei yad, po esheva, ki yawi evitiha, for I have desired her. Ki bahar Yahuwah b'Zion, Iyawaha l'moshab lo, Zota menuchati ya'edei ad, Po eshev kiya iyawitiha.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. For your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest.